Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Gentlemen, you are tuned into KRVS 88.7 on your FM radio dial, krvs.org on the internet now. I can hear myself in the headphones. Thank y'all all for tuning in. I'm Bill Bolens. I'll be sitting in with you as your sound system. Well, no, I'll be the engineer tonight. Because right off the top, we have Al Berard and Errol Verrett, the Bayou Fiddle Waltz from It's in the Cajun Blood. And let me introduce to you, and I'm so glad to welcome him back to the Dirty Rice Show, Papa Dirty Rice himself, Mr. Todd Mouton.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I can't complain. Let me get down on I'll do it the civilized way. I won't stand up tonight. Sit down in the air chair. All right. We are here this evening play a little bit of music from Mr. Al Berard and some of the aggregations that he played with over the year and entertained us so highly with.
And it's obviously a very sad occasion to have to do a tribute show like this. But we're gonna soldier on, and we're gonna send this whole show, these 90 minutes out to the family and friends and fans of Al Berard.
Yeah.
And all the folks that collaborated with him over the years in so many different ways. I want to thank Bill for inviting me down, and we've picked out a bunch of interesting stuff to play. There's so much music. In fact, we were just saying we could probably go about 24 hours with what we've got.
And close to it.
And I think it'd be a great 24 hours, so maybe we'll find a way to do that. But in the meantime, hey, Bayou Fiddle Waltz, I just wanted to start with that one. It's a beautiful song, and what's amazing about it, well, there's a lot of things that are amazing about it, but it's an Al Berard original. That's one thing that's pretty cool about it. Another thing that's pretty cool about it is that it features Al Berard on fiddle, guitar, mandolin, and T-fair. It's all him. And
it's a one-man band.
You know, and you just think about him recording that and what that must have been like. You know, did he do the guitar part first? Did he do, you know, and how did he you know, how did he conceive it in his mind, and how was he able to weave it all together so effortlessly in that final little mix? And it's a song we used to play a lot on Dirty Rice. I wanted to mention a few things about Al. He was born in 1960 and, of course, passed just a few weeks ago and at the age of 53. And it's amazing looking through all his records and so many different things. And we've got a theme here going tonight. We're going to kind of try to work somewhat chronologically, but sort of the things overlap and go backwards and forwards. And to go way back, his dad was a crawfisherman and a pelt trapper all his life. And he tells an amazing story in the liner notes to a record we're about to hear about one time when he was at his mom's house, and she was kind of keeping her hand under the table, and he asked her what was wrong, and she'd cut her hand, and she'd stitched it herself. And he said, man, she was tough. She was a tough
lady.
Gotta
be.
And you know, just great love of family comes across, obviously, in his music, but his personality and his liner notes. And that record from 94, I mean, that's kind of neat because Dirty Rice started in 91, and by that point, Al had already been in the Basin Brothers for about 10 years, had a Grammy nomination. When that record that he and Errol came out with in 94, when that came out, that song got a lot of spins on the radio here. And
as well it should.
And yeah, and it's great to hear it again. And we want to play a couple songs. This is kind of interesting. One thing we're really excited about, the family shared with us a track from the forthcoming guitar CD that they're going to put out in his memory and honor. He just finished it, actually, as he right before his death. And we're going to play that song, I guess, about 9:25 or so.
It'll be in there somewhere.
Or 12:55, depending on which.
Make it, where you are in the space-time continuum with that one, you will hear that one during the first hour of the show. We broadcast live every Saturday night, either myself or Mr. Lee Klein, Peter, from 8:30 to 10 here on KRVS. And we also have a Wednesday at noon rebroadcast of the first hour of the show. So, hey, it's just as good both time around.
So you can hear this
both times around.
You can hear the reincarnation of this show, which we like. And
that works.
And you can hear the reincarnation of a tune right now because there's a song, and there may be a version of this on the new guitar album they're putting together. I'm not sure, but a song Al wrote called New Acadians. And if you go on Bandcamp, you can find a version. He's got a great instrumental Cajun fiddle version of it. We're going to hear that first. It's just Al on a couple fiddles. And then there's a version that includes Tommy Como on guitar from a record that came out in 99. And we'll talk about it after. But here are a couple Al Bayrard tracks, original composition called New Acadians.
And then we're going to hear some Basin Brothers after that. Thank you.
le grand dérangement. Des fois mes séparés, c'était pas leur choix. Des larmes dans leurs yeux et du feu dans leur sang. Dans le parois de ce matin, Nazan qui restait, les Indiens mettent la main pour aider les Acadiens, commencer notre vie dans un pays aussi loin.
A couple of versions there of New Acadians from Al Berard, that second one being with Tommy Como playing on there, and that was from Plays Cajun Music from the Heart, and before that was a version from the Instrumental Cajun Fiddle album, Al Berard.
Yeah, you got to go on Bandcamp to find that instrumental record, but it's up there on the internet. And yeah, that last track, that was Al on fiddle, mandolin, bass, T-Fair and vocal, and so many awesome things to say about Al, and never enough time, but there's some great liner notes to the record he did with Errol, and he covers a lot of things, but he says that, you know, it was so easy working together, we cut these songs in about 4 days, we'll just have to do it again, and who knows what the next project will bring. And I think that's...
What year was this?
This was 94, and they actually didn't do it again that I know of.
94, well, then, you know, there was a lot of Basin Brothers activity then.
That's right, that's right. And we're about to hear that. And he says that, he says, you know, that poor as we were raised, Errol and I, we always knew that we were really, truly rich. And he says, they always say there's no place like home, and I agree with that. Where else do they have deep water crawfish?
That's right.
I think that's a good...
Nowhere else. People come down here for that sort of thing. I remember when you used to only be able to get crawfish during March, and that was, and maybe a week or two into April, but pretty much, this is the middle of crawfish, the original crawfish season, the middle of March.
That's right, that's right. And, you know, Al, of course, you know, I mean, all of St. Martin Parish, but certainly Cecilia Grand Anse, where he's originally from, you know, just a huge loss. And looking through this last track and some of the liner notes, the record came out, that Plays Cajun Music from the Heart came out in 99. But this track was actually obviously recorded before Tommy passed in 96. And that's what's interesting. Tommy died in 97. And we have this amazing thing going on with the show tonight where Al and Tommy were good friends. And in Tommy's memory, Al played numerous gigs. And the Traiteurs were born from that. And the Traiteurs helped raise $1 million for a traditional music chair here at the university, where Al later served as an adjunct instructor. And some of that stuff started coming together, though, in around 93. And that's when you were seeing a lot of Cajun bands getting smart and getting Sonny Landreth to play with them. And
sort of like this next track up here,
Basin
Brothers,
which would not exist were it not for the Dirty Rice host across from me, who thought that it was worth recording. And as far as we know, the only recording that exists is the one you made. And on this track we're going to hear, you hear some FM drift right in the beginning, because how was this captured?
This was recorded from basically from Baton Rouge, and it was, you know, FM reception, and it was one of those, I'd get a little bit of signal drift from time to time in Baton Rouge when I could still pick it up terrestrially. It comes in clear as a bell on the internet, krvs.org. Be sure and check out our internet streaming programming. Yeah, but this was before the internet, so you just taped everything off the radio. And
in this case, it was on a VHS hi-fi.
Hi-fi VHS tape. And I did record it. Some of the sets got recorded onto cassette.
That's right.
Eventually, and some of the tracks on here were on cassette.
And what's amazing about this track we're going to hear is it is quite a jam session. It's Flamme d'Enfer, which, again, you know, always a tough song when somebody passes to have that one in the repertoire. But this is a jam and a half, because Al's not only playing fiddle, he's playing mandolin. And he's got a couple of pretty good pickers up there with
Sonny
him.
Sonny Landreth and Tommy Como got hired for the day. So technically, Al and I agree that this set right here was the real roots of the Trey Tours.
Kind of Basin Brothers meets Trey Tours, because Tommy had been playing with the Basin Brothers. In fact, they'd even done a gig out in St. Martin Parish with Warren Zevon, came and sat in with them at one point.
Really?
And and then here's Tommy.
Fried his chicken.
Yeah, I think he had a good time. And this is Tommy on dobro too, which is many recordings of Tommy out front. So you have this crazy thing about Tommy was not known as much of a front guy, but here he gets a little bit. And Al was always known, even though he was incredible in front, for pushing people, and you just kind of hear that going on with this.
La Flamme d'Enfer from Festival Acadiens in 1993.
the Basin Brothers.
Tuned in to KRVS 88.7 on your FM radio dial. You can find us on the internet at krvs.org. This is Dirty Rice. I'm Bill Boland sitting in with you this evening, and right across the desk from me is Papa Dirty Rice, Todd Mouton. We in here this evening, and we're playing some Al Berard music, a celebration of Al's music and a few stories. What you just heard was a couple of the two tracks from the Basin Brothers that are on the Festival's Acadiens 1991 to 1997 record.
Depuis la Canzon, exactly.
There you go, in La Flamme d'Enfer. From the Basin Brothers.
And from the Boland's Collection CD, too. From many, many years of festival recordings made by Bill. And
7 years worth. Lots of sets.
And I think Al.
Great record, and it's still in print, too. So hey.
Yeah, you can get a copy. And I think Al and the gang were very happy to have those recordings finally come out a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And
Al was always all for it. It's like, I'll find a way to do it, man. It'll be done one day, and it got one day finally.
It did. And those are some great tracks. And again, kind of the jamming that would turn into the Traiteurs, because not long after these recordings, a couple years later, Tommy was killed in an accident. And we had this event called Medicine Show One, which was the first memorial for Tommy. It was about a month after he died, and it was around Christmas time. And all these musicians came together. And one of the most mind-blowing things that happened that night is the next track we're going to play. And but the backstory on the track is pretty amazing too, which is we're all in this semi-dazed state in Grant Street. It was a rainy night. It was the line out the door was sold. I was packed. Ton of people there.
It was a really bad night.
Yeah, it was like a really foul night. And there were people lined up to get in, and it was a packed house, you know. And somewhere in the middle, and as you guys will hear in a second, if you haven't heard already, you know, you just hear this blistering guitar come out of the darkness, and everybody's like, "Who's that? What's that?" And you know, I guess a lot of folks knew Al as a fiddle player, and so we were smart enough to throw together a recording rig. And after the show, we're like, "Oh God, that's got to come out! That's got to come out! That's amazing!" The whole thing. And wouldn't you just know it, that the one set that had some technical problems was the Basin Brothers set. And there's kind of a happy ending to the story, though, because we decided to have them go in and recut one of the songs, the One Step to McGee. And that was an amazing night with Sam Broussard on guitar, and they cut it in New Iberia. They cut it in Terry Dupuy's place in one take, and that was pretty amazing. And then they actually tried to recut the Eric Johnson tune, and although they could play it technically the same, it just didn't have the amazing vibe. And so what Al did and Tony Daigle did is they went in, and the only track that wasn't messed up was the vocal mic in the middle of the stage was just open. It was just a, you know, recording whatever it heard. So a lot of drums, a lot of bass. And Al fiddled with it and fiddled with it, pun intended. And he's like, "You know what? It doesn't sound perfect, but I think it gets it across." And we sent a copy to Eric Johnson, and he sent back a really nice note, and he thought it was really cool. And Al, of course, loved Eric's music and played a lot of his music. And it's a huge bummer, because I know Al really badly wanted to meet Eric, and looks like that's put on hold a little bit. But I know their music connects somewhere in the sky, and it kind of all started on this December night in 1997. Cliffs of Dover.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was the Trey Tours from Medicine Show 11, the only track of that to surface. That was the single Cajun Blues. Before that, we had the Trey Tours from Medicine Show Volume 2 and the Hackberry Hop. Start off with Mr. Al Berard from Medicine Show Volume 1, Cliffs of Dover.
And Sonny Land with Co-Trey Tour with Al makes the point that Errol often played a D accordion, which is a step higher than most Cajun bands. And he says that, so when you're in that higher, he said Al was the only one that had such command, feel, and soul in that higher key. And speaking of command, feel, and soul, we're going to squeeze in one more track with Zachary Richard in the Trey Tours.
I don't think so. No, that's right. Not going to work unless we go out with that.
All right.
Because we want to play this other song.
All right. We're going to do it. This is, of course, a tribute to Al Berard here on Dirty Rice. And, you know, Al was at the center of so much great music, and especially this whole Cajun rock, soul, whatever you want to call this, Trey Tours, Basin Brothers. And he was involved in so many projects, but something that was obviously super close to his heart, we've probably all heard about it. You can actually pre-order it on the internet right now. There's a new record of his guitar, original guitar songs. We have a track. I want to thank the family for making this available for us to world premiere tonight.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's a beautiful track. I think it's a...
Another Dirty Rice world premiere.
That's what it's all about.
That's what you get when you listen to KRVS, folks. You get a lot of world premieres from the best musicians in the world.
And we got a lot of folks listening out there. I want to say hey to Kevin Chotan, by the way. And
thank y'all all for tuning in.
Appreciate it. And it's good to be together tonight. And so this next song, it's got some amazing lyrics. It's got Mike Birch on drums. It's got Megan Berard on bass. And it's got Al. He wrote it. He's on vocals and guitar. Something new from Al Berard. It's called Your Way.
Thank you.
That was Al Berard, Your Way, from the Al Berard Guitar Album. Forthcoming.
You can pre-order it on the internet. Just Google Al Berard Guitar Album.
Yeah, yeah.
Something new, something beautiful, and, you know, some heavy lyrics, man, you know. And, again, in light of Al's passing, it's just it's pretty heavy to think about. The path he was on and the path he's on now, and that he did this great music. We'll get to hear it. Amen.
Yes. Your memory still, you live on as long as your songs are here.
And, you know, I was looking at one of these liner notes. I had this this Al Berard and Friends, a little anecdote he said. He said, you know, as kids, we grew up in a much secluded part of the world in South Louisiana, our own world, really, until Interstate 10 ran right through us. I'm not sure if that was a blessing or a curse. We, the Cajuns, had arrived. People from all parts of the world started noticing us through the food, music, and our way of life. I came from a part of the world where the culture is so thick that I didn't even realize I was living in a culture until I was in high school. When I started school, I got my fingertips spanked for speaking French. But that was all I could speak when I went to school. Oh, how the times have changed. Now the schools are bringing French back into our schools. It all seems like a crazy dream. Al Berard.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in and sitting in with us this evening, Todd. I do appreciate it. If you are tuned in on Saturday evening, please stay tuned. We're going to be doing another half an hour of Dirty Rice this evening and a lot more. I haven't even talked about what we're going to play in the last half hour of the show.
We've got some good stuff right there.
There's a lot of good stuff. I think
it'll be on the podcast, too.
That's a possibility. That is a good possibility. We definitely rebroadcast the first hour at noon on Wednesday. There's podcasts, there's playlists, there's all sort of other stuff at krvs.org. Dirty Rice is produced live in the Cypress Lake studios of KRVS on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. The university joins you, our listeners, in support of KRVS, and we thank y'all all very, very much for the support that you show us throughout the year. Thank y'all all once again. I'm Bill Boland, sitting in with Mr. Todd Mouton. And what we're going to do is we're going to play the Evangeline special as advertised. We're working on our time kind of thing here. So to go into the transition, the Trey Tour is being fronted by Mr. Zachary Richard. This is off Medicine Show Volume 3. If y'all stay tuned if it's Saturday night.